Welcome to Hometown to Hollywood. This is Bonnie Wallace, author of Young Hollywood Actors and The Hollywood Parents Guide, and my guest on this podcast episode is master acting coach and talent manager, Marnie Cooper. Marnie's been teaching acting and coaching clients for over 25 years, working with kids, teens, and adults. She has worked with Mila Kunis, America Ferrera, Miley Cyrus, Olivia Holt, Jeanette McCurdy, Danielle Panabaker, Taylor Momsen, Paul Dano, Brenda Song, Ashley Argota, Ella Anderson, Chris Richards, Chandler Kinney, and many, many more. The list just goes on. She teaches beginner through master classes for ages 5 through 21, as well as private coaching in her studio in Studio City, California. Marnie also does on-set coaching, and she works with actors via Skype and FaceTime all over the world. She's also the author of Teaching Kids to Act for Film and Television. Marnie, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
That's a heck of a body of work.
Thank you. I'm 54.
Oh, baby.
Yep.
Well, we, you know, are the same vintage, and after a while, if you just keep plugging along,
yeah,
it stacks up, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
This is your second time.
Thank you.
On the podcast. Yeah, it's rare. You're welcome. It's fun to have you back, because I feel like, oh, we know each other now, so it's like a different sense of intimacy, which I just really cherish. I would like to encourage everybody listening to listen to the first one that we did together as well, because we're going to talk about largely different things, and this is not going to be a repeat episode. I'm excited to learn about your upcoming summer intensive, which is really soon. It's August 12th through 16. It features sign language, insights into deaf culture, and the experience of being a deaf actor in Hollywood. Can you tell us more about this intensive?
Sure. I actually, most people don't know, but I was going to be a sign language interpreter.
No.
Yeah.
That's so neat.
Yep. And I passed the part where I had to sign, but my least favorite subject is math. And they put a math class up, and I had to interpret. And my jaw just dropped, and I didn't pass that part. I had to go back and redo it. But my heart was really with acting. So that was, if you will, a sign.
Yeah, yeah, probably really.
To not go in that direction. But I'm very passionate about sign language. And in fact, I was auditioning once for a very well-known acting teacher in New York. And my audition, instead of it being, it was first an interview, and he asked me to sign. And he accepted me after I signed. And he felt there was a strong correlation between sign language and acting, which I think there is too. It's a beautiful language. And we are so lucky. I have been trying to get Ryan Lane for quite a while.
Wow.
And I think he's a spectacular actor. He was on Switch at Birth.
Okay.
And I was just moved by his work, and I was so lucky to have run into him, and I begged him to do a workshop for me. And as kismet works sometimes, I worked with his roommate.
That's so crazy. Yeah. I love those serendipities.
Right. So his roommate then just said, Marnie's the real deal. You should do a workshop.
Do this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's coming in August, and I'm thrilled. It gives me the opportunity, which I don't always have, to really let the kids understand what research is about. And in him being there, he's also going to have an interpreter there. And it's going to really be getting into the shoes of the character. Let me actually read this quote. Meryl Streep wrote, I'm curious about people. That's the essence of my acting. I'm interested in what it would be like to be you.
Oh.
And I think that's just brilliant.
Yeah.
We can't assume. We need to really have firsthand information.
Yeah.
And not only observe, but to listen and to learn. I always say, if you want a great acting class, take a psychology class. It's really about learning how other people tick. Hopefully we learn how we tick, because that helps as well. Whether that be in your own self-exploration, whether it be through therapy, whatever it may be, to explore who you are.
Yeah.
Because I think once we know more who we are, we can then go and explore who other people are.
I love that. I think that's so true. I mean, how can you possibly, you know, step into the shoes of another person, character, what have you, if you don't have a clue about how you yourself tick and are built? I mean, to me, that seems like a prerequisite.
Yes.
Basically.
Yes.
So what is going to happen in this workshop exactly?
One doesn't know, does one? We will explore. We will explore. No, actually, I do know. He is going to be using sides from Switched at Birth.
Oh, cool.
And he's going to be signing with the different actors. So they're going to have to understand some sign language.
That's my question. So is it kind of a prerequisite to be able to really participate in this workshop to have some kind of sign language?
No, not at all.
Okay.
We're going to be teaching some sign language so that they have clues as to what he's saying.
Okay, so you don't have to have any background in sign language.
Don't.
Maybe just some curiosity and some willingness.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
But I think the listening has to be different. And I think that's going to be cool.
I agree with you. I was talking with a young actor just yesterday, and she's done a little bit of film and TV, but she'd never done stage. And she asked, you know, what if I had any hot tips for her. And I'm like, well, I am not an acting coach, first of all. But second of all, every really fine actor that I know, listening is the big secret. It's like, be present and really listen.
Exactly. Listening and being in the moment. And again, being in the moment is a tough one. You can spend your whole life trying to figure out what that means. And mindful meditation as well is something that I've brought into my studio. I've had some people teach mindful meditation because if you don't know how to be in the moment in life, how are you going to be in the moment in your acting? So if I could, I would have people meditate before they start their scenes. Just, it also calms you down.
Yeah.
And that's another thing. As actors, you go on auditions and it goes against everything that, I don't know how to say this, but when you go on an audition, it brings up the nerves. It brings up stress, which I always say, that's a good sign. It means you care.
Yeah.
That's good. If you didn't care, you wouldn't feel anything.
I agree.
But you need to be able to deal with it in a way that will amp up your audition and not kill the audition.
Yeah. So use it, leverage it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I once had an experience where somebody was very, very rude to me. It was a final callback for a Broadway show, and this girl just cut me down, and at first I was in my head saying, I can't believe she did that, and she just ruined my audition. And then I went, stop. And I realized she got me a little more vulnerable. And I went, yes, that's what I needed more of, was the vulnerability. And it was the best audition I ever had in my life.
I love that for so many reasons.
Yeah. And I'll have you know that Lincoln Center, it was for Lincoln Center, called me because they wanted to know if I could share my research with them.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was that good?
Yeah.
Wow.
And some people would say, how could they have the nerve? But I didn't feel that way at all. They ended up going with a celebrity for that role. And that was the trend. So I wasn't happy about it, but I got it. And it was such a compliment to me because that's what, again, to segue into research, I am so into research in my teaching.
Well, let's talk about that.
Okay.
Because that's something that I think people don't talk enough about. And I personally am a big fan of deep research in preparation for a role. So so let's talk about research a little bit. I think there's not enough emphasis on research these days.
I would agree. I think also there's a problem in this business is that due to the internet, people get auditions in 2 seconds. It gets emailed to them, and they're expected to be ready by the end of the day, 2 hours later, the next day. So research often gets cut, and that's a shame. When I was a kid, I'm going to sound really old. When I was a kid, they would have me go to the studio first, pick up the sides, and then I could work on it. And that was huge. I even, for this one at Lincoln Center, I went to a Goodwill, or to, what do you call it?
We call them Goodwill out here. We like a big used place.
Yes, and I had to find the right dress.
Hi. With the entertainment industry changing every day, I'm continuing to work to be a source of inspiration and information in your life. As it's been for 5 seasons and over 120 episodes, the Hometown to Hollywood podcast will be there for you. Now, I'm asking you to be there for us. The podcast has been a labor of love for years, and now I'm asking if Hometown to Hollywood's been a friend to you, if it's helped, educated, and inspired you, please become a supporter of the podcast. For only $5 a month, the price of a latte, you can become a friend of the podcast and help me afford to continue to do the work that you've come to depend on for honest, insightful interviews that shed light on how to succeed in the entertainment industry. If you can afford it, pitch in $10 a month and become a good friend of the podcast. Your support helps supplement the people who can only give $5 a month. Join now. Just go to hometowntohollywood.supportingcast.fm. That's hometowntohollywood.supportingcast.fm. And in just 2 clicks, you can have access to the complete version of this incredibly informative conversation, as well as each upcoming episode and the entire collection of over 120 past episodes. If you can't afford $5 a month to subscribe, the first 10 minutes of every episode will still be available for free. Subscribers get the full episodes delivered right to their inbox. Thank you. I appreciate your support, and I can't wait to share the exciting upcoming conversations with you. Meanwhile, if you could use some one-on-one coaching, invest in a video consultation session with me. Just go to hometowntohollywood.com and click on the consultation page. In 60 or 90 minutes, you can get peace of mind and a detailed action plan. Remember, the future belongs to those who believe in their dreams.